here's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Though, while camping in the wilderness was offline for about 24 hours, I did see the continuing saga of the viral sensation, which has now become known as the Hot Mugshot Girl.
Oh.
This appeared last week. She's out of Georgia. 28-year-old Lily Stewart goes to the University of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Went viral last week thanks to the mugshot she took after she got arrested earlier this month for speeding. Police threw her in jail after she got pulled over. And then later by the same cop for driving even faster and took another mugshot. That was, again, minutes later. I mean, it was just so late.
She has somewhere to go.
So this mugshot's all over now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she got arrested again yesterday.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Not for speeding this time, but they charged her with loitering and obstructing an officer. And we got a new mugshot. It's not as flattering, but people are still giving it thumbs up. And to all those involved,
dum, 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 dum.
She'll probably make a lot of money off of all this. Get a podcast.
Yeah, well, she's no Kevin Lundquist, let's be honest.
Yeah.
An 8-year-old in Berlin Township, New Jersey, is not playing around. She says a kidnapper came up behind her, then tried to snatch her away.
Whoa.
And she responded in kind with the big guns. Well, I mean, big for an 8-year-old. That would be a very sharp number 2 pencil. She attacked him with it. He ran away. An A-plus for her.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Let's go catch him.
That's using your noggin and the pencil. Not sure where in North Dallas this happened, but video started circulating late last week. And if your Amazon order is a little late getting to you, this might be why. Evidently, and not just one of the little Amazon vans that go by you like a ninja and don't make noise.
Yeah, those are, yeah, odd.
Wanky past you. This is a full-on semi full of Amazon packages that was just abandoned. It was dropped off somewhere outside of Dallas. And the reason people know about it primarily is because videos of people looting the trailer after somebody was breaking into it. So, no word on Bezos on whose packages are affected. But if you haven't gotten it, that's why.
Dum, 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 dum.
Do you ever have a disappointing experience at a restaurant? Well, Patrick Jones from the Steel Coop in Livingston, Tennessee, happily gave a couple a refund after they complained about finding a hair in their meal. Well, too bad another customer went up and said, hey, they faked that entire thing, and it was not the eatery's fault. Patrick then went back to look at security footage, discovered that they were frauds, chased them down the streets, and made them pay, which is the only reason that he is not filing charges.
The hair was not theirs.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with the job?
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to just outside Houston, which is always crazy fun. But it does already, on a Monday, give us the favorite headline of the week. Headline: Texas rappers attacked by man in Mortal Kombat costume.
Oh, dear.
There's no way we can top that, no matter what happens
that
this entire
fantastic.
Week.
Fantastic. Before 9 a.m. on a Monday
That's
morning?
That's stellar. Music video shoot was taking place right there, and two rappers were doing their rapper things. That would be Matt K. The Baby and Latrell Deshawn. They were in the middle of filming their minimally produced and funded rapping music video when all of a sudden a man dressed as the Mortal Kombat character Scorpion shows up and threatens them to leave.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody was injured in the event. The rappers did eventually leave, and if they don't keep that footage in, they've got themselves now a music video.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
So there's good dads, there's bad dads, and then there, well, is this guy. Did you hear about it? Hold on here. My computer. Oh, there we go. Arthur Nixon Bates passed away early this month, and he did not get the fondest of send-offs. No, his obituary reads, he succumbed to a life of drugs, Marlboros, fast women, and Ford Broncos.
Oh, boy.
He is survived by 3 daughters, whom know how they will get by without dad calling to ask for $20 for cigarettes and methadone. one last time. Now, this may surprise you, but Bates hails from Florida, and his obituary has now gone viral.
Thought you were going to say he's a deadbeat because he didn't build his own campfires.
No. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with a woman starting a fire.
Barbecue knows.
And then finally, when it comes to vacationing and tourism, a Filipino ad agency has come under fire and now has apologized. They were behind the promotional video hired by the country in the islands. New tourism campaign, Love the Philippines. The Department of Tourism said, though, sorry, when people noticed that none of the footage used in the promotional video was actually
crying out loud
from the Philippines.
Dum, 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 d